Welcome on in to the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street. They are a trusted name in jewelry, and we'll welcome in Mr. Dave O'Brien. Dave, how are we doing?
I'm doing all right, Rocco.
Good to hear. Good to hear. You know, you never really tell us you're doing bad, so it's good to know that we got one happy fellow trotting around Lorain County. We'll kick things off here. We thought we were nearing the end of this whole Jacquez Ross situation. It turns out we'll have to wait just a bit longer to find out what his sentence will end up being. What are the details here, Dave?
Yeah, so just a brief reminder. Jacquez Ross was convicted back in August of a double murder that happened in Elyria back in January of 2016. So we're coming up on 5 years. And we thought that we were going to get a sentencing phase. He's unfortunately, you know, for him, at least, looking at a death penalty as a possibility for his sentence. But Judge Christopher Rothery in Lorain County Common Police Court has delayed that sentencing phase until Monday, November 9th at 8:30 in the morning. We thought we were going to get something Monday, but that didn't end up happening. And the prosecutors, defense attorneys, and the judge's staff declined to address, you know, rumors that were going around about why exactly that had to be postponed. There was a rumor that was going around that it was related to somebody possibly having COVID-19, you know, who was involved in the trial, or coming into contact with somebody that had COVID-19. None of that was confirmed by anybody that I spoke with, but that was the rumor going around. If I find out more, obviously, I'll let the good readers and listeners out there know. But right now, we're looking at the you know, just into the second week of November, about a week after Election Day. And Mr. Ross will find out what exactly his penalty is going to be.
Hypothetically, and I know, again, you said that, you know, there were no confirmations of any rumors or anything, but again, hypothetically here, if somebody in the trial were to, you know, have a complication with COVID, whether it's contracting that themselves or being around somebody who has or had it, what's the process there? What exactly happens if that occurs?
Well, if it's just somebody that came into contact with someone else who had the symptoms or who had the confirmed, you know, had a confirmed test for the disease, that person might be looking at up to 14 days worth of quarantine. Obviously, it would be a more serious case if somebody involved in the trial actually had, you know, a positive test for that. And as long as they didn't come in contact with anybody else who was involved with the trial, you know, or have direct contact with them, you know, that person would obviously have to get, you know, get looked at by a doctor and possibly go in for medical treatment. You know, but some people do have kind of really, you know, just weak symptoms, you know, just really a mild case of this particular disease. And so they might, you know, they might just be asked to stay home for 2 weeks, and then get tested every couple of days. And if you have a certain number of, you know, negative tests in a certain number of days in a row, then you might be released to, you know, with the doctor's okay to kind of go about your business. So it just kind of depends on whether or not it was actually somebody, you know, hypothetically, again, involved in the trial or who was in the courtroom or who was in the courthouse and you know, or if it was just somebody who had contact with somebody who later tested positive or who had symptoms.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was just curious because, you know, obviously this is kind of an unprecedented thing. We've never really had to deal with cases possibly involving COVID-19 before, so always interesting there. As far as the Jacquez Ross situation goes, again, as you alluded to, that will have a resolution here soon, so, you know, those families of the victims will have their justice here soon. A bit of a scary situation over at the Paper Moon Winery in Vermilion. Things ended up turning out okay, but some smoke leaking out into the highway could have been much more dangerous, I think, than it ended up being. What happened here?
So that was just after 5 o'clock on Friday night, over there in Vermilion Township on State Road. The Paper Moon Winery, which is a pretty robust business, they're rather popular, and they were jumping on Friday night when a fire destroyed two storage trailers that were out on the property, away from the main building, which is just there again off of State Road, and back towards the southeast corner of the property. And Vermilion Township Fire Chief Frank Triana told me on Friday night that basically firefighters were called after a falling tree brought some power lines down onto two metal storage trailers, which had some equipment in them, no chemicals or anything that was really particularly dangerous. But there was a danger, you know, to the firefighters who were responding of those lines, you know, still being energized, those power lines sparking and possibly, you know, moving around. But they had just sent a bunch of electricity running through those metal trailers, which eventually caught fire. A lot of black smoke billowing up over the scene, out onto State Route 2, just south of the winery property. There was possibly a danger there for drivers, you know, who were coming through the area, and so the State Highway Patrol was notified and asked to keep an eye out. Fortunately, no crashes were reported, and nobody got hurt. And once Ohio Edison came out and verified that the lines were no longer electrified, firefighters were able to go in, put the fires out, and again, you know, nobody got hurt. It was a scenario where a lot of people, you know, saw it go down, you know, from the patio there and from the yard there at the winery. Winery still was hopping, and like I said, and I didn't get to talk to any managers, but I left a message seeking comment. But then later on the winery's Facebook page, they thanked a lot of people for their concerns. You know, they had some social media buzz going there that possibly the winery itself was on fire. They said, you know, we heard there were a lot of rumors around town, but the winery has not burned down. Everyone was safe, and some equipment was destroyed. And then the writer of the post then quipped, "Is it 2021 yet?"
Well, I think many of us have been thinking that same thing for quite some time now. So they don't really have to miss out on any business then necessarily. Obviously, some equipment will need replaced and all that. But as far as the business goes, at least from what it seems, they don't have to shut down or anything, right?
There were still folks coming and going. You know, they were open until about 9 that night. So it was about probably halfway through their busy time, around, you know, just a little bit, you know, a little bit around the kind of the dinner hour, if you will, mm-hmm. between you know, 5 and 7:30 was when the firefighters were out there. And I think a lot of people got a really interesting show and saw the flashing lights on the fire trucks. And that's great that the, you know, and the fire station for Vermilion Township is basically just across the street. So the firefighters were on the scene real quick, seemed to get everything knocked down real quick. And by the time I got there, there was only a little bit of smoke still showing. So fortunately, again, you know, we love it when people don't get hurt, and yeah. you can always replace property, you can always replace equipment, and hopefully the winery will continue to have a brisk business as long as the weather's good.
Well, that's very great to hear that nobody got hurt. I know down by my neck of the woods in Akron, there was recently a fire that actually sparked on the highway. I'm sure you were aware of it when that happened, and it was a pretty bad fire on the highway, smoke going everywhere. Now, this one, of course, wasn't on the highway, but, you know, you read smoke on the highway and you immediately start to assume the worst. But, again, thankfully nobody was hurt here, so good stuff there. Dave, we can finish on this. As always, I know you've got some good scanner stories for us. What do you got?
So I'm going to give you two because they're kind of short. And one is courtesy of, again, of our friends over at NeoScan over on Twitter. And that was a call, maybe not so funny, the initial call itself, but a possible overdose. A man slumped over in a white Cadillac. The strange part was that the caller reported that there was money all over the vehicle.
So just guy passed out in Cadillac with cash all over the vehicle. Was the guy okay? Did he end up, how did that come to it? What happened there?
You know, we hope he's okay. I didn't see a follow up report if he was treated. I imagine that the first responders on the scene got him the treatment that this gentleman needed. Hopefully he was just kind of passed out.
Yeah.
You know, we hope it wasn't a serious drug overdose or, you know, too much alcohol. We really hope that he's safe. But yeah, apparently money just blowing all over the vehicle.
Huh.
So. He may have just taken a trip to the bank, and again, we also hope that all that money was the result of you know, just him taking something out of the bank.
Yeah, maybe just the utter shock of a large withdrawal. Just had to take a little nap to compose himself. Interesting.
I hope so. And the other quick one I'll give you is from out of town, from our good friends in Boulder, Colorado. A report of a man in flip flops running in traffic.
Huh. Well, that's dangerous for a number of reasons. I wouldn't advise running in flip-flops nor running in traffic with any kind of shoe, whether it's an actual running shoe or a flip-flop. But, hey, I guess we all love to live dangerously every now and again. We watch some Austin Powers, and boom, all of a sudden we're running out in traffic with flip-flops. So
yeah,
that's how that goes.
For sure.
All right, Dave. Well, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. Again, it's been The Local Beat with Dave O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, thanks again for the time. I look forward to catching up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.